Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Tony, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Tony Martinetti is an executive and leadership coach. He's working with leaders and their teams to navigate change and unlock potential. I'm excited to have you on. Tony, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me on. Yeah. So what I do in my personal life, I love to travel, but that's not really happening these days.
No.
The thing I love to do and what I do in my work is I'm a coach, and I really love to work with people who are, you know, looking to do amazing things in the world. And I help them to overcome their obstacles and really see beyond their edge. I like to say that I've helped people climb mountains that they're on, because they, you know, people get on a mountain, they figure out where they're climbing to. But oftentimes there's challenges on that mountain and they need somebody to help them along that path. So since I'm a bit of an outdoorsy fan, I like climbing, I like doing adventure stuff, it fits well with who I am as a person and what I like to do. So that's me.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that, man. Looking to help people get past their edge, successfully climb whatever mountain that they are trying to climb. You know, I was thinking about our conversation today, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just ask him one of these really big questions right off the top, and maybe that'll sort of help us find our way here, help us climb our own mountain. What is it that really that stops people from reaching their ultimate potential? Is it, you know, a lot of people never start looking? It's that, you know, they do reach that part in the climb that's too tough and they give up. It's everything.
Yeah, there's many reasons why they don't meet their potential. First and foremost, there's an element of they choose the path that they're on and they go 100 miles an hour towards that path, and they burn themselves out in service of someone else's goal, not their own. And it's all well intentioned. It's just there's an element of not knowing what they truly, truly want. And along that path, they just continue to strive and strive and strive, and then lose sight of all the things that matter to them. So there's an element of that that shows up. But there's many different flavors of what gets in the way.
Yeah, I think that that's a really important thing that, you know, it's probably probably most people that you're working with are super capable. They're probably very smart and they're incredibly hardworking. It's just that the path that they're on is not really what they get most lit up by. It's not what they're super passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's an element of knowing when you're on the right mountain or in the right path, because it's not going to be easy for sure. There's never an easy path to the top or to the right place you want to get to. There's an element of growth being challenging, but also rewarding. And the reward is in the journey, not on the actual, you know, getting to the top. It's the when you don't feel the energy along the path that is really challenging, and that all you want to do is just like, okay, can this be over? Can I just get to where I want to go?
Right.
That you know that there's maybe something that's wrong, or maybe there's something that's not really aligning with you, that you're sacrificing too much to get what you want. And there's a misalignment.
Yeah, I've been on this wrong mountain, but I just don't know that it's the wrong mountain. It seems like this is the, it seems like this is the career or the job or whatever, the field that I wanted to get into, but it's exhausting to me. I just, I want to be done and move on to the next challenge. When that's easier, I mean, that's a hard realization to make, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially when you invest a lot of effort into one thing and then you feel like, well, I've done this, gone this far. I should just continue. This is what everyone has told me I should be doing, or this is what I've trained to do. So I should do this. And I'm here to tell you that it's never too late to turn around and take a zip line to another mountain.
Yeah. I mean, life is both short, too short, and it's also too long, right? I mean,
yeah,
it'd be awesome if we all did happen into or find intentionally exactly what it is that we're designed to do. But I think that, you know, it's like somebody told me I should do this. My dad was a lawyer. My dad's dad was a lawyer. So therefore I'm a lawyer. And oh my gosh, now I'm 40 years old and I hate being a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. And I spent little time with my family, or, you know, decided to work so hard at this that I've, you know, sacrificed my health. I've sacrificed all the things that I, you know, are important to me. And here I am with the crossroads.
Yeah. So here I am at the crossroads, and I'm all those things. I'm not, I've got chronic health conditions. My mental health is poor. My physical health is poor. I'm burned out. So how do we start to really assess, okay, maybe the indicators say that I should be doing something different, but, you know, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, the first thing you have to kind of assess at that point and say, you know, take a step back and say, what do I truly want? What is my inner voice telling me? And I don't mean to go so deep immediately, but it's true. Sometimes people don't have conversations with themselves about what is it that I'm about. They just autopilot and continue to go on a path of like, this is the pattern I'm on. I'm going to continue on this path. Well, I'm here to say, break the pattern. Start, you know, challenging yourself to think differently than you have. And when you start to look at the world from a different perspective, you start to see a whole new thing open up and new possibilities arrive.
Yeah, yeah, that perspective deal. That's a really, really, really important one. And everything you just said, just finding that inner voice. And if you're not asking yourself these questions, well, then you're not ever going to answer those questions, right?
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big thing, especially if somebody's not in the practice of doing it. So how do you coach people to figure out what it is that they really want to do? Is it, you know, visualize how you'd be spending your time? Is it just how does that work for people that aren't used to doing that?
Yeah. So, you know, self-awareness really comes from just taking a step back and saying, what are the things that have in the past shown who you truly are and the gifts that you have to offer? Where have you shown up fully in your past? What are the things that you value? We talk about, you know, what's important to you, and just having some reflection, you know, where we go on a journey together to really understand what is of value. And then those values become foundations for what drives that person forward when they start to see those things come to light. And then there's an element of understanding what has held them back in the past from becoming the person that they truly want, when they start to put in the roadblocks to say, yeah, but this, and yeah, but this. And then we challenge those things and say, yeah, but what? You know, why is that? Why do you put those roadblocks in your own way? Anything's possible if you put yourself in the place of the author of your life instead of the reporter, and let yourself be in the driver's seat.
That's a great term right there. You need to be the author and not the reporter. All right. So you're talking to somebody and they say, yeah, okay, this is great, but my family would not accept this. Yeah, but what would my friends say? Yeah, but how would I even start over? I'm too old. Yeah, but am I sort of getting that right? Or what are a lot of the common ones that you hear?
Absolutely. There's so many things, and this is all coming from, you know, not only what I've heard from clients, but also my own experiences of, you know, people putting labels and putting you in boxes and saying, you know, you're this, so you can't do that. So you have to challenge those. Those are society, that's society's way of putting you into your category. And that is something we need to stop doing, and start to say, we can do whatever we want. We have to be able to put in the work and put in the effort. And when you start to, you know, put those limitations on the back burner and start saying, yeah, if I take those limitations away, I can do just about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Society does like labels and boxes and categories, for sure. Helps us to understand the other people better, right?
Yeah.
So in terms of that perspective, I totally agree with you. I think that the lens through which that we're looking at the world, it's going to inform, obviously, what it is that we see. And a lot of what's going on right now, at least from social media and everything else, does suggest that we're interested in really categorizing things and putting things in boxes and labeling them. In terms of this, of really finding what it is that you want to be doing and then removing the roadblocks and starting to move in the direction of the best life that you want to live, how does that perspective play in?
How does that perspective play in into moving forward? So once you understand what you want, then it's starting to put a plan, taking steps into the unknown. And it's not about taking a big leap. You know, there's an element of setting a vision of what you want, but really taking the first few steps to, you know, test the waters and see what happens. There's a lot of uncomfortableness that comes with the first few steps. But once you start taking steps, you're building muscle. You're building the ability to see that, yeah, being uncomfortable is not great. It doesn't feel good, but it builds you into this place of seeing that you can do it. And before you know it, you've, you know, taken 20 steps and you're making it happen. And you're moving down this path that is like something you would never have imagined is possible. It's really an amazing thing to watch, to see my clients go from, you know, what they thought would be never possible, to see them do things that are just completely amazing.
And those small steps, any meaningful change that we're talking about, I mean, it's so hard to break out of the track that you're on or whatever. You're in this rhythm. You're in this, you have centrifugal, whatever. I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So the only way that you're actually going to do that is by making sure that you're focusing on just little things. So I 100% agree. So.
Yeah. And I guess to add a quote there is like, you know, I think it's Einstein that said, you know, you can't change the way you are with the same thinking that we've always had. You know, I butchered the quote, but the whole thought is that if you keep thinking the same way, you can't get something different. You can't get a different result. So the reality is by stepping back, getting some new perspective, and then taking a step into something different, that's how this happens. That's how change really, you know, reveals itself, is by having that courage to take that step and then take another step and then take another step after that. And before you know it, you're like, whoa, you look back and you say, I did that. I'm a different person now because of the fact that I was able to take that those few steps at the beginning that led to where I am today.
Yeah. Keep doing what you've always done, you're going to get what you always got. I think that.
I love that.
And it's totally true. I think that we can all look at our lives and point to different times when we've been doing that. So, okay, in terms of that perspective, we need to take the immediate and just start taking those steps. So understand, okay, this is, I've figured out what it is I really want to do. This is the life that I want to have, the work that I want to do, how I want to show up in the world. And mm-hmm. that might take me a year, 5 years, 10 years. But then the perspective is I just need to start building those muscles and taking those baby steps. How do you balance that long-term versus the immediate?
Yeah, there's gratitude is an important part of this. Be grateful for what you have right now. and realize that, you know, when you show gratitude and you show that you're the little things that you see show up when you're taking the steps, it gives you the fuel to move on. It gives you the fuel to continue on the journey, because if you're going to get frustrated by, oh, I'm not there yet, you know, why haven't I gotten to where I want to go yet? Then there's an element of giving up or feeling as though it's not worth it. And so you have to show gratitude and celebrate the things, the little wins that you have along the way that helps you to stay fueled for the journey.
I've been meaning, and this is something that I preach a ton, is to practice gratitude. And I suck at doing it consistently, Tony. I don't know why. I mean, it's obviously I just have not made a habit of it. I just go in streaks where I do it because I journal a ton. But I have the best of intentions to wake up every morning and to write down, you know, these are my three things that I'm grateful for today. Do you have any tips or hacks, or, you know, hey, dummy, you just need to start doing it?
Yeah. So this is the best one that I've seen so far. So I had, you know, I have a coach, and my coach has asked me to text him, nice. To have an accountability coach, you know, someone who can hold you to, hey, what three things come up, and I have a text a reminder on my phone that pops up and says, okay, it's time to write my three things. And I'll actually text him the three things that I'm celebrating today. And it forces that. An element of like, yeah, so it's time for me to sit down and really reflect on what are the things that are important to me today, that I'm grateful for. And it could be so little. It could be as simple as, you know, I'm grateful I had that time with my son today. That was so nice because I was able to have some quality time that I didn't normally have because I've been so busy lately, or just having a great conversation with a friend. You know, that's all. It doesn't have to be about, you know, okay, I want a big client, and that's the big win. Little things matter, and they make a big difference in the long term.
No doubt. That's what, you know, what we've been talking about is getting started and building those muscles. And, you know, self-discipline is great, but at first it's, you know, you need somebody to hold you accountable and just get in the rhythm, making it a habit, all that stuff. But it seems to me that doing that work of gratitude is, it's impossible to feel sad when you're grateful. It's probably impossible to be angry when you're grateful.
Yeah, it's neuroscience, man. Mm-hmm. That's the way this is all based in neuroscience, and it's really amazing how it is, because oftentimes people, you know, you go in ruts and you feel those elements of like, oh, this is not working out. And just having something to be, to hang your hat on, to have hope. It's great to have that. You need that. Because, yeah, it's a tough road. And sometimes you just need something to hold on to.
Yeah, it's that perspective thing again, right?
You're
just in the thick of it. You can't see the forest through the trees. You got to pull back and say, wow, my life is pretty freaking good here. You know,
yeah,
got to remind myself of that. All right, Tony. Fine. I'm going to get back in the habit. I love it.
Call me time. Text
me. Yes, that's it. Well, Tony, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah. So, what I would say is, there's, you know, find out the three most important things that you're wanting to do in a given week and lay them out at the beginning of the week, and then check in every week. How did I do on the three most important things? And don't beat yourself up, but make sure you've outlined the three most important things every week. And you'll find as you go on, every time, you'll be surprised how much you get done.
Well, I think there's great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Nice. I think that's awesome right there. Just making sure that you are being mindful of it. You set the intention and then you follow up on it. And yeah, I think that that's an excellent practice right there. I love it. Tony, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
You can find me on my website, inspiredpurposecoach.com, or any my social media channels, LinkedIn, so on and so forth. You can find me there.
I love it. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tony your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to inspiredpurposecoach.com and social media as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Tony.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.